Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, July 9th, 2020. Welcome to Day 1267. Another 1.3 million U.S. workers filed new claims for state unemployment benefits last week. This is the 14th straight week that number has declined. More than 48 million people have now filed first-time unemployment benefits in the last 16 weeks. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court cleared the way for prosecutors in New York to enforce a subpoena seeking Trump's financial and tax records, rejecting Trump's assertion that he enjoys absolute immunity from investigation while in office. The decision allows Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance to subpoena Trump's accounting firm for years of financial documents and tax records as part of a criminal investigation into hush money payments that Trump made before the 2016 election to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. Quote, "No citizen, not even the president, is categorically above the common duty to produce evidence when called upon in a criminal proceeding," Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the majority. In a separate decision, the court ruled that Congress could not see many of the same records, citing, quote, "significant separation of powers concerns," end quote. Both cases will now go back to the lower courts to determine if Trump needs to turn over any documents. Both cases will now go back to the lower courts to determine whether Trump needs to turn over any documents, making it unlikely that Americans will see Trump's taxes before Election Day. In a series of tweets, Trump called the rulings, quote, "a political prosecution," end quote, that was, quote, "not fair to this presidency or administration," end quote. Moving on, Dr. Anthony Fauci advised states that are having, quote, "a serious problem," end quote, with a surge in coronavirus cases to, quote, "seriously look at shutting down," end quote. The government's top infectious disease expert said some states went too fast with reopening and that in other states, residents didn't follow social distancing guidelines. Trump, meanwhile, continued to push to reopen the country as quickly as possible, despite the U.S. setting yet another record for new cases on Wednesday, the fifth national record in the last 9 days. At least five states, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia, all set single-day records for new infections on Wednesday, and the daily number of cases has increased by 72% over the past 2 weeks. The CDC, meanwhile, will not revise its guidelines for reopening schools despite pressure from Trump and the White House. Dr. Robert Redfield said the CDC was already planning to issue additional reference documents for schools in the coming days. On Wednesday, however, Mike Pence told reporters that the CDC would be issuing a new set of tools next week after Trump complained that the existing guidelines were too tough and impractical. Moving on, the World Health Organization acknowledged that the coronavirus may become airborne and spread through particles in the air in indoor crowded spaces. The agency also acknowledged that the virus can be transmitted by people who do not currently have symptoms. The director general of the WHO warned that, quote, "the pandemic is still accelerating," end quote. The Republican National Convention, meanwhile, could be moved to an outdoor stadium. And while no decision has been made yet, Republicans involved in the planning say they believe there could be less risk of transmission at a large outdoor stadium instead of the 15,000-seat ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville, Florida. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr pressured Manhattan's former U.S. attorney to resign during a June 18th meeting at a New York hotel and in a subsequent phone call. Jeffrey Berman, who had pursued a number of investigations close to Trump's inner circle, including Michael Cohen and Rudy Giuliani, was fired after refusing Barr's requests for him to resign, sparking a chaotic and confusing 24 hours in the most powerful prosecutor's office outside of Washington, D.C. Quote, "the attorney general said that if I did not resign from my position, I would be fired." He added that getting fired from my job would not be good for my resume or future job prospects. "I told him that while I did not want to get fired, I would not resign," Berman told the House Judiciary Committee during a closed-door interview. Berman was fired late on Friday, June 19th. And finally, Michael Cohen was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals for violating the terms of his early release from prison. Cohen's detention came a week after he was photographed eating in a Manhattan restaurant. Cohen is also writing a book about his time working for Trump, and he reportedly balked at an agreement that he not talk to the media or write a book while serving the rest of his criminal sentence in home confinement. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.